So the epistle for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death, for we are buried together with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in the newness of life. For if we had been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, and to the end that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ. Knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 8. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, and they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way, for some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, 7. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the people. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat and were filled, and they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets, and they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Please be seated. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, and that we may serve sin no longer. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These strong words come from St. Paul. St. Paul, in his epistle, talks about this destroying of the old man, so that we can walk in the newness of life, that we can walk with Christ. And so it is necessary for us to consider this idea of mortifying ourselves, crucifying the flesh in a way. We crucify it because of its vices, because of the inordinate desires that it can have. And that is something that, because of the residue of original sin, all of us, because we are born in original sin, that we have this inclination to sin. And so that is something that we must try to fight every day of our life. It is something that we must try to battle. And for all of us, there's different means that we battle it. There's different things that all of us say are tempted toward or we struggle with. And so that is why it's important for us to kind of know where the struggles are for us. What are the weaknesses that we have in order to be able to overcome them? And that is why St. Paul was so strong on preaching Christ crucified. The crucifixion of ourselves too, that we would live in Christ. That was one of the main things that St. Paul always talked about. Now, as the famous, with Christ I am now nailed to the cross, and I live now not I, but Christ liveth in me. This whole understanding of following the example of our Lord being crucified. Too often in our modern worlds, the world presents that we have to satisfy ourselves, that we give in to our desires, our wants. And so truly, as Catholics, it is something, yes, we practice a self-denial. We should. I mean, not only in the time periods of Advent and Lent, but it's something that we need to have this in order to try to gain the graces of God. It's interesting because it was something that Bishop Follet had asked all the members of the society to do on Friday. He asked us to fast and to mortify ourselves, one, because of the general chapter that was coming up. Because he realizes this is a means, this is a way for us to call upon the graces of God. If you have, then the members mortifying themselves, denying themselves, God is more apt to bring graces to our souls. But if we constantly just go in and please ourselves, we don't consider the mortification that is necessary for our soul, well, then we're going to lose out on some of these graces of God. I mean, is it necessary that something that we have to try to always live in the state of mortification? Well, no. But we have to have the Spirit behind it. And that is something that St. Paul preaches to us. And that is why then he says that the body of sin may be destroyed because of that we're crucifying the old man. We're not giving in to it. We're not giving in to the passions, the lower passions that we have. I mean, that is why then when we look at and understand properly what mortification does, it allows the intellect to dictate our actions, not our passions, not our will. Because sometimes our will can be disordered. We want something. We desire something. And to the world, that is something that we just give in to. The world preaches that to us. Whether it's food, whether it's drink, whether it's doing sinful things, whatever it may be, that is what is pushed upon us in the world. Self-gratification. And so for us to properly understand that there are times that, yes, we have to realize, okay, we think with our intellect, this is not good for me. This is something that is hurtful to God. This is something that will cause me to sin. So therefore, I cannot do this. And so that is where then we have a proper understanding of things. To where the intellect, yes, it dictates our actions. Because we know with our reason that this is a sin against God's commandments, and therefore we cannot do it. And so that's why I say the whole world presents something completely different to us. And so we are products of the world around us. All of us, every single one of us. And so that is why we must have this understanding of what is mortification. And it's not something that is just relegated to Advent and Lent because the church forces us. It is something that we must understand. It is something that we must occasionally practice for different occasions, different things. Okay, we're praying for something. We're trying to gain a grace for someone. We deny ourselves. You know, we don't have the coffee that we want in the morning, or we don't butter our bread, or whatever it may be. Small little things that we can offer to God for these graces. And that is how we can try to gain the graces of Almighty God. That is what St. Paul is talking about. Of crucifying the old man, so that the body of sin is destroyed and that we are no longer serving sin. And I think for all of us, it should be very evident when we look at the world around us of how they serve sin. They serve themselves. They serve their lower passions. And obviously, as traditional Catholics, we're no different in terms of those desires can be there. And we have to fight that. We have to realize and to see that we cannot just always just give in to whatever we desire to. Very easily can it be sinful things. And so if we understand this correctly, if we understand what is the meaning behind mortifying oneself, denying oneself, it is this denial, so therefore we can gain the graces of God. I mean, that is the purpose behind it. And so that is why then we must try to help ourselves each day of our life to gain God's graces. To not just give in to what we want. So it's interesting to see that the psalmist will say, "My tears were my bread day and night." He's implying and saying that the penances, the things that I offer to God, that is my food. That is my food and drink. That is what I'm sustaining by. These things that are offered to God. And truly we see with the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think especially in this month of July, this month that is dedicated to the precious blood. I mean, that in of itself, when we look at the precious blood. So this whole month is dedicated to our Lord shedding his blood. Why? Because that was our redemption. He died on the cross in order to redeem mankind. I mean, that is how, that was the will of the Father, that mankind would be redeemed, that he would shed his blood. And so he did it with that intention, with that purpose. And so when you read the litany to the precious blood, I encourage you, I mean, to at least look at it and see what it says, of how it talks about the blood of Christ is what will save us. That is the constant invocation that we say throughout the litany. Save us, O Lord. And so for us to understand that and to realize our Lord died on the cross, the ultimate sacrifice that he gave to us, that ultimate sacrifice then allowed the chance for us to be redeemed. But it comes with a price. One, it came with the price of our Lord's life. But it comes to a price for every single one of us. It's no automatic redemption. We have to accept it, and we have to work toward it. And so therefore it requires from us sacrifice, denial, not just always appeasing ourselves, giving in to whatever we want. It requires from us to deny ourselves. St. Paul again in his epistle to the Hebrews, he says, looking on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who having joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. I mean, there St. Paul talks about the joy that was set before him. I mean, how many of us, when we look at our crosses and our trials, think of that as a joy? I mean, it is hard to even consider that. The only way that we could consider it, if we understand clearly that the cross will be our salvation. I mean, just because our Lord also saw that the cross was going to be something very difficult. If it is possible, let this chalice pass. But immediately resigning himself to the divine will, thy will be done. And so that is the only way that we can understand properly that there would be any joy in that. It is because it is the means of our salvation. And the cross requires from us to deny ourselves. Again, going to the words of our Lord, the famous, you know, if any man come after me, let him take up his cross and deny himself. This denial that is necessary for us. But how often we live our lives without even understanding that. Where we live our lives just constantly pleasing ourselves. Even to the point where sometimes, yes, we realize that it's sinful against God. But we're weak. We're weak and we give in to it. And that is the constant battle that we're in. Because of original sin. Because of this inclination that we have. So if we're inclined towards something, we tend toward it. So what that's telling us is that we're inclined towards sin. We have to battle that in order to turn away from sin. And the only means to battle that is to deny oneself, to mortify oneself. And again, I think many of us can just think to ourselves of how many times, yes, we just give in to what we desire, even when it is sinful against God. Knowing full well that we put ourselves at odds against God. But because we want this thing at this moment, we think we have to have it. We think this is where our pleasure is. This is where our joy is, we think. So we give in to it. And so that is why St. Paul constantly talks about Christ crucified, denying oneself, living with Christ living in us. Because he realizes how hard that is. The struggles that are there. I mean, St. Paul even asked our Lord for the sting of the flesh to be taken away. And our Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. I'm not going to take it away, but I'm going to help you. Because again, realizing that that cross, that trial that he was undergoing, was the salvation of his soul, was the means, the vehicle for that. And so yes, very clearly we can see crosses and trials as something that are very hard, something that we don't necessarily want. That's fine. But we also must try to see them that these could be the vehicles, the means to get us to heaven. Then what? If we don't want to take that path, we don't want to take that vehicle that way, well, then we're trying to do it without God's graces. And that is something that we're never going to be able to end up doing. And so, yes, they talk about the royal road to the cross is the cross. The royal road to heaven is the cross. And so we see the saints giving us that example. We see the saints talking about that, preaching on that. But I'm sure a lot of times we look at it and say, those are the saints. That was the path that God gave to them, not to us. But that is why the open invitation is to every single soul. If any man come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Deny himself. Deny oneself. And so that is where the graces will come for us. And so we can say that ones that are self-indulgent with the things of this world, the material things, food, drink, whatever, they're more inclined to falling into sin, especially sins of the flesh. But they're more inclined to sin because there is not that denial. They just live their lives one pleasure after another. And so with that, that is something that we must fight. We must have this true spirit of mortification. At different times, just being able to practice that, denying oneself, not having dessert, not doing different things that we would like to do, whatever it may be. And that will help us then to realize that Advent and Lent, they may be, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, but they're not something that is impossible if we have that spirit going into it. And that is why then it will be easier for us during those time periods. I mean, when you think about it, when we have the pilgrimage in August, a great time to deny oneself. I mean, it's a great opportunity to do so. But as I've told you time and time again, if you cannot make the walk itself, it doesn't mean you cannot take part in that. Because you can at home during those 2 days offer to God sacrifices, mortify yourself, deny yourself, knowing full well that some people are maybe walking out in extreme heat, long miles, and you walk to yourself with that same spirit, you will gain the graces. And that is why St. Teresa of Lisieux, she wanted to always be a missionary. When she entered Carmel, she still had that desire to go out and to preach the gospel of God. But God had other plans for her. She had a great sickness that she said her vocation was to be sick. But she had said through that she would walk the extra mile for the missionary. And I don't think she meant she was walking around the infirmary at Carmel. It wasn't like she was walking the extra mile, just constantly making circles around. The nuns coming in and said, "What are you doing walking the extra mile that I said?" No, she was meaning that she was offering up what she was suffering, what she had, for the missionary that maybe couldn't continue. Because he was actually out in the missions, struggling, suffering, weak, that she was able to offer that for him. So that's where we understand completely then the picture that God gives to us. In whatever capacity, whatever life he gives to us, we can offer things to him. And it is not necessary that it has to be food and drink. The denial of one's will is one of the hardest things to do. To deny oneself of what we want. And so this is a complete understanding of mortification. I mean, to people out in the world, they don't understand it at all. I mean, they have a hard enough time wondering why we don't eat meat on Fridays. But it's always interesting to see when someone does that. So why do people not eat meat on Fridays? It's like, well, it's what the church wants. I mean, if you can't even explain to them what is the reasoning behind it, well, yeah, no wonder it doesn't make sense to them. They just think we're weird and we just, you know, decide to give up meat on one day. Well, no, we're doing it in recognition of what our Lord did on Good Friday. And so that's what we have to understand properly, that that is the path to heaven. And so, as I say, we have all of the saints, the examples. And with the saints, we don't have to follow exactly what they did. We have to follow the virtues that they practiced. We have to look at it and see what virtues they practiced, and that is what we follow. Not to what extent they did it. Because, yes, some of them, they had graces from Almighty God. More than maybe He's given us the capacity for, so... So with that, mortification, sacrifice is not something that is for show. It's not something that we have to show how much we can do. That has a wrong spirit behind it. It is giving to God these denials, these mortifications, in order to gain graces from God. So that is what it's all about for our souls. That is the royal road. The royal road of the cross. So let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary that we be faithful to this royal road as she was, as she walked this way of the cross behind our Lord, the very first. And by being faithful to that, then we can practice the words of St. Francis de Sales. We should live as if our spirits were in heaven and our bodies in the grave. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.